It's EV News briefly for Friday, 19th of April. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. General Motors launches their new bi-directional chargers for home energy management, otherwise known as V2H or vehicle-to-home. This is not vehicle-to-grid, which requires an extra layer of integration. First used on the Chevy Silverado EV RST First Edition vehicles, the bundle is $7,300 for your PowerShift charger and the home vehicle-to-home kit as well, installed by Qmerit. Of course, it depends on your personal situation and your specifics, but finally catching up with the likes of Ford and Tesla, who now do this as well with the Cybertruck, to be able to use your vehicle for power transfer. Well, Tritium, the Australian firm specializing in DC fast charging, has called in the administrators and declared insolvency, one of the longest-running DC fast charging makers. My mind immediately turns to how the administrators have that business as an ongoing concern, particularly to maintain the 14,000 chargers, the hardware that's in the ground that you and I might be using. Kia sets a new record in global EV sales last month, while some car makers are throwing their hands in the air and saying nobody wants an EV anymore. Well, it turns out the South Korean customers, or their customers all around the world, particularly want Hyundais and Kias, and cars like the EV6, EV9, the Niro, the Soul in Korea, got the Bingo and the Ray, all selling really well, with Kia's total sales volume 7% now EV. The Tesla Model 3 performance upgrade could have leaked online. It was claimed that the UK Tesla website source code revealed it, so I had a look for myself, and yeah, I mean, fair enough, I found it on the Model 3 order page. It's not called Ludicrous, it's called Tesla Model 3 Performance. It talks about the new adaptive suspension, talks about track mode V3, the new seats inside it as well. It talks about the 0-60 time in parentheses time, you know, it didn't have the specifics inside that container. So there's not much I can tell you in terms of the hard numbers, but I certainly saw for myself. Now, is that real? Will the vehicle be called Ludicrous? Are they leading us up the garden path? Is this a placeholder for something else? And this text, which was all written with, you know, Z's, not S's, so the words were, you know, standardized with a Z, as it were, so it wasn't written by an English necessarily stylized person. Is it boilerplate text? Where's it come from? We don't know, but I thought it was interesting to have a look at on the show today. Could indicate that the Model 3 Performance won't be called Ludicrous, and it could be launching soon. Xiaomi's first EV, the SU7, is being talked about by the CEO, Lei Xun, and he says that the car is selling up to 5 times higher than their internal projections, and they are going to lose money on every vehicle they make at the beginning. But analysts are saying that Xiaomi's prowess in technological manufacturing from the mobile phone world will stand them in good stead. Mexico is withdrawing any incentives for Chinese EV companies. Many people, including myself, have long talked about how Mexico could have been almost a backdoor into the United States. BYD saying that they will build a facility in Mexico to build EVs, but only for the local market, of course, you understand, never to be sold in America, but in the USA. I remain skeptical of those claims. And now, under pressure from the US, Mexico withdrawing any incentives so that they can't be used as a gateway. EVs save up to $2,200 every single year, according to this new calculator on the US Department of Energy's website. If you'd like to try it, you can pop your details in and it'll tell you how much money you would save by going EV. And a shortage of EV mechanics and a long wait for parts is driving up insurance premiums, with some EVs with minor damage even being written off by insurance companies. And that's briefly